This year's Australian Fashion Week in Sydney, it made headlines, the first ever fully Indigenous runway shows. Now, each of them, standing ovations, accolades from across the industry. Now the women behind the project have taken their showcase of Indigenous fashion to the Barunga Festival in a remote community near Katherine in the Northern Territory. And the women presenting vibrant textiles and screen-printed fabrics in the Bagala Jaywan country were volunteers from five remote communities across the territory. Catherine Zengara travelled to Barunga to see the performance and find out more about First Nations fashion and design.
The inspiration behind this project was completely about inspiring mob and getting them to believe in themselves.
I'm backstage at the Barunga Festival with the founders of First Nations Fashion and Design.
Hi, my name is Grace Lillian Lee, and I'm a descendant of the Miriamur people of the Eastern Islands of the Torres Straits.
Hi, my name is TJ Kalashaw. I'm a Nigano woman from the Kimberleys. I have paternal connections to Bari and Yolngu mob.
Grace and TJ have just watched a project that not so long ago seemed like a dream come to life in front of a very appreciative crowd sitting under the hot Northern Territory sun at a remote Indigenous community festival nearly an hour's drive east of Katherine. Along with project manager Alison Copley, they've gathered textiles and screen-printed fabrics and garments from five remote Indigenous art centres.
We have Beswick, we have Nongkur, we have Babara from Manangrida, we have Alandiliakwa and Meripin Arts.
Daly River.
And they've brought young women from those communities to showcase the textiles at the fashion performance.
Yeah, we did a call out to say, hey, who's interested in fashion? Who's interested in modelling? Come with your elders, come with the designers, come play with us, come have an exploration. This is where Gracie and I have come together as sisters to go out into community, be out on country and work with these girls, because that's where it's at, is our next generation, is our future.
Hi, my name's Lakaya Rabbit and I was one of the models for the Women's Fashion for a Day. I'm from Manangrida from my mum's side, and from my dad's side I'm from Queensland.
Have you ever modelled before?
Nope. I have no.
First time, huh?
Yeah, new experience for me. I'm wearing a skirt, so it's a long one that drags, and it's like green with comfortable fabric. I think it's silk. And there's like saltwater theme on there. There was stingrays, turtles, fish, seaweed.
Yeah, you're finished.
And it's like really, it can tell a lot if you look at it, if you understand it. And then I'm wearing this white cockatoo and black cockatoo, stringy, I think it's like bark or something, with white cockatoo and black cockatoo feathers.
And that's wrapped around your torso with the skirt underneath.
Yep.
Lakaya is just one of the women of all ages Grace and TJ have worked with to create this performance. As well as the volunteer first-time models, designers and artists like Karen Rogers from Nooka Arts, Annabelle Amagala from Anindilakwa Arts, and Jay Jarapala from Babara Arts Centre, located at Manangrida in West Arnhem Land.
I bought my daughter. This is her first time modelling, and I'm really proud of her. She wore my design today.
What are the stories in your design?
My story, I did a design we call Namode Boko, Mimi Spirit. That's the one my daughter modelling today.
How did you feel when you saw your daughter wearing your design?
I'm really, really proud of her.
The stage at Barunga is far from the glitz and glamour of Australian Fashion Week in Sydney, But Grace Lillian Lee and TJ Collishaw from First Nations Fashion and Design say that's just how they like it.
I think it's really grounding and important for the wider community to realise that we've got so much richness in our culture, from our models to our designers to our textiles, and that doesn't just happen within urban cities. I think we're trying to make connections and trying to be more united as a country, and I think by not segregating urban mob from remote mob is really important. It's integral for us to be here in community. Otherwise, it's something that's unattainable and inaccessible, and the industry won't grow if there aren't platforms that exist like this.
You've talked about First Nations fashion design being an ecosystem because it's the designers, it's the models, it's the hair and makeup, it's the producers. In a way, is that an expression of sovereignty?
Definitely. And this is where we need to be going for our future, is that it is about empowerment and self-determination. This is where Gracie and I, is where our passion is, and this is a project for purpose. You know, that if we don't do these things working with community, how are we even going to create the content to even go to the urban, you know what I mean, the urban platforms? Because really, the heart and soul are mob out here. They have the magic. We just give the platforms.
Who are your target audience in terms of the designs, the fashion that you're presenting? Because I'm thinking in this current environment of awareness of cultural appropriation, that there might be people who might feel wary about wearing Indigenous design because they might be accused of cultural appropriation. How do you navigate that space?
I don't know if we're targeting a specific market. Like, First Nations Fashion and Design doesn't have a fashion label. We're supporting independent designers and collectives and art centres to go into the space of fashion and design. We're really focusing on the community more than finding the consumer. However, we're also trying to create gateways so that these designers and creatives and the ecology of the industry can access the fashion industry appropriately and have a support network behind them as well.
How do we make sure mob can stay on country? They don't need to fly to Sydney. They don't need to live in Melbourne. They can live out on country, create this magic, and we are the middle person to create accessibility, to create commercial access, create mentoring, create the support, which is when needed. Otherwise, there won't be an ecology, because we can't send them mob into the shark-infested waters and expect them to survive, you know?
When it comes to, like, the commercialization of creating a product, I think if it's coming from an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander person and they're creating an item that they're wanting to sell, I think as long as the consumers are conscious consumers and they're looking at who the ownership of the organization is and they're wanting to know where it's made and where it's from, I think the more awareness from the wider community is just going to create a stronger, united community for Australia, for us to learn more about the diversity of our country. So there is a misconception, I think, sometimes where people think that, oh, I can't buy that. But I think if you're purchasing it directly off the artist and doing your research and they're happy for you to celebrate and create more awareness about our culture, I think that you should support them, because it's helping us as a community to grow economically and financially, and I think that's really important for self-determination in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
There was a major talent agency that said that since the Black Lives Matter movement, they've had a tenfold increase in demand for First Nations models. And I just wondered whether there is a concern about whether major companies might be leaning into black culture or Indigenous culture without necessarily making any of the kind of other behind-the-scenes commitments to inclusivity. What's your response to that?
Yeah, it's 100% I agree, because there needs to be more education, there needs to be more things set in place. Like, an example, if we're going to get our kids signed by major agencies, there needs to be a support officer within their structure, so that when they do sign, that's right, you know, if it's an Indigenous support officer, it's an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander Indigenous support officer within their organisation that supports our kids.
This is has been a very serious sort of conversation, but in looking at the fashion, there was a lot of fun and a lot of joy in the prints and the designs that have been presented today.
Definitely. I think our culture is vibrant and strong and powerful and beautiful and rich. And I think people want to access that through fashion and textiles and design and seeing our beautiful models. So I think that, yes, there's a serious component to what's happening behind the scenes, because I think it's really important, because we can't just be putting on beautiful fashion shows and not building on the sector, you know. And that's why we've stepped aside to create autonomy, to really set up an independent organization that's run and led by Mob, that's really targeted and focused on the fashion sector.
You've talked about this being about empowering women. What kind of changes have you seen in these women from remote communities that you've worked with over the last week or so to put this fashion performance on?
Gosh, we're so lucky for the fact that they even trusted us to come here and work with them. What I thought it was so magic, which I was saying to Gracie, is that at the start of the week, from having their heads, you know, low, not smiling, arms crossed, slouching down, to the end of the week, pride in their eyes and just head up high, chest out, shoulders up, walking with a smile, talking to us, hugging us, thanking us because they've been dreaming of this all their lives. And when we hear that, that's what creates the magic, because that's why we do what we do, is to empower these kids. Yeah.
I'm crying too now, don't worry.
Yeah, it's I just want to reiterate that this organization has been founded by the industry. So we're two black designers that are celebrating and preserving our culture and being proud of who we are and where we come from. So that's been a healing space for us. But also the models like Magnolia, who stepped out there today, was a role model for these beautiful girls. And also our ambassadors, Nathan Maguire and Charlie Fraser, and mentors, Perry Mooney, and even having Luke Curry Richardson here, who's a performer. Having all that next generation support really is a beautiful way for the next generation to see and look up to their elders, in a sense, to carry this on. For us, as an independent Indigenous corporation that's a non-for-profit, it's run by volunteers. Tegan and I, this is a complete passion project for us. And it's not a project. This is more than a moment. It's a movement that is a legacy that we want to see carry on for the next generation. So we don't have to build the foundations and the building blocks. They'll be there to support the next gen.
It was just so shocking to me that at Sydney Fashion Week that this was the first Indigenous runway, and I wondered, what have we been missing out on?
A lot. We're finally here, 25 years to be invited to the table. We knew we were going to make history. We were telling people we were going to make history, and we finally did it.
I think it was the right time, and it was really important that there's a foundation of an organisation like First Nations Fashion and Design that can come off the back of this show, because we've been working on this for the past decade. It's not something that we've just come up with and seen a great opportunity, and it's more about us creating a space that we believe in and we long for as independent Indigenous women with our own small businesses. We're longing for a space that's more culturally aware and supportive. So who knows where the future holds, but I do believe that being here at Barunga Festival, this is the foundation of why the organisation exists, and we just hope we can continue to instill empowerment and strength in these young women.
15-year-old first-time model Lakaya and Maningrida artist and designer Jay Jarapala have had a pretty good time at Barunga.
How did it feel wearing these beautiful clothes?
I felt proud because I was showing off my grandmother's designs and everything, and all around Australia, their designs. So yeah, I'm proud of that.
How about when you saw your designs out here for the audience?
Yeah, I'm really, really happy. I'm feeling really happy. Really happy, yeah.
Catherine Zingra with that story from the Barunga Festival near Katherine in the Northern Territory. And we'll put all the details of all those guests on the blueprint page of the Radio National website.